So basically, the various classes in this monastery comprises of the first the class on Lamrim, and the other one the class on Persian or the perfection of wisdom. So the tradition, according to the tradition, the students from the highest class, they have to first of all sit right in front of the abbot to receive the oral transmission. So there's no need for me to, there's no need for the translator to translate this. So this is what I'm doing is as a kind of ceremonial occasion in relation to the new enthronement of the abbot. So when I first started my formal introduction to Buddhist studies, so that is a collected text, so I received from Dato Rinpoche, my teacher. And I could well remember that while he was doing that, he would put the hat, instead of putting on well, he just put it flat on his head. And then while he was doing that, Dato Rinpoche, my teacher, when he was doing that, he almost fell, and I started laughing. So I could well remember that. So the second Dalai Lama, Gendun Gyatso, he is actually renowned for his scholarly and the saintly practices. So he faced kind of a problem to remain there in Tashilumbu monastery. So then he started moving to central Tibet. So he was then received, or he enrolled himself in Debo Monastery. So then he became a monk of Debo Monastery. And then by way of the prophecy from the Sri Devi or Baldin Lama, so his deeds or his activities were proliferated in the Zhang area. So these were all his the proliferation of these deeds in those localities were by way of his prior motivation or the prayers and so forth. So since they are the monks of the Thapo Shiro Monastery, they are more exposed, or they know more about all these accounts, more so than myself. So I heard, when I was small, I heard that the first Dalai Lama and the second Dalai Lama, they actually taught the various rhymes or the course of the rituals and these things to the Thapo Shiro Monastery. So Gendun Gyatso, the second Dalai Lama, so he taught these rhymes to the monastery while he was still very young, at the age of 33 or so. And then later, during the establishment of Uyungari Monastery in the northern part, so he was the second Dalai Lama was offered many disciples, and then he started establishing a next monastery called Uyungari Monastery. And then, so because that he started teaching these rhymes and so forth, while he established the Uyungari Monastery, so because he being old, because of the old age, so it is said, the legend says that the kind of the rhyme seems to have a shorter rhyme because of his being old. So the two monasteries, they claim themselves that they own monasteries better. So we can hardly decide which is better unless we seek the help of a judge. So we see, whatever is the case, we see that this Thakvashidhu Monastery has had a tremendous connection with the second Dalai Lama, or the lineage of the Dalai Lamas, the first Dalai Lamas. So although this age, presently, it is a very sad and tragic period where we are exiled from our own land. So we definitely see that it's indeed very tragic. And the Tibetan situation overall as well is in a very tragic state. And so however active and however elaborate we may try to be in our neighbor's land, but to speak it very strictly or honestly, we are in a very difficult stage. So despite such difficulties, we are honored to be inaugurating a new monastery here. And then I feel so fortunate to be sitting on this throne of the abbot of the Thakvashidhu Monastery, and also being getting the opportunity to give the traditional teachings, transmissions to the monastery. So I feel so happy. And from your side as well, you make your utmost prayers. The introductory oral transmission, saying the salutations, the words of salutation from Lambrin, the great exposition of the stages of the path of enlightenment. Repetition of the text. So the way, the manner in which we have to put the abbot should be putting his hat on. So we're just saying that it should be put in the way. But whereas I prefer to do it the way I like, depending on the direction of the sun. So next is a class on the interpretive and definite works. The text used is the eloquent speech by Lama Tsongkhapa. So there is one scholar called Lawa Yishi, who is a great scholar of Sirisha Monastery. And while he is being enthroned for the Shapa Chuji rank, he was being first of all instructed or kind of briefed by one of his disciples as to what to do in the actual process of enthronement. So during the during the action process of the enthronement, so when the Lao Yishi, the scholar, when he was enthroned, so there is one disciple of him just constantly kind of reminding him as to what to do in these things. And Lao Yishi, he being a very stubborn person, so he said that while he was saying the Heart Sutra at the time, so at the same time he showed a gesture, kind of telling him to shut his mouth. So indeed, this scholar, Lao Yishi, is a great scholar, and yet at the same time quite stubborn by nature. So it has been requested by Thakpa Rinpoche that I be giving the transmission of this text, the On Lambrin by Thakpa Mawang Thakpa, the quintessence of all excellent teachings. So the entire teaching is in the form of stanzas or poetry. So indeed, it is very nice that the author put it in the stanza form, because it would be very convenient for someone to memorize that. And that is also the very summary of the great exposition of Lamrim, the post-enlightenment, and the middle version of the Lamrim, or the great exposition to the post-enlightenment. So this text, or the special insight, the part of the special insight on, in this text, seems to be the summary of that very the text, or the topic on the two truths, as exposed in the middle version of the exposition on the paths to enlightenment.